Bill and Joel on WDUN News Talk 550 and WDUN.com.
7:44 with the Bill and Joel Morning Show, moving into a brand new day. Thursday is here. It's the Thursday before Mother's Day. Let's take a moment to think about Mom and, well, giving her the gift of great health.
Well, a healthy heart makes for a happy mom.
Dr. Evelyn Walker joins us now. Dr. Walker is the field site director for the Jackson Heart Study, which is an observational study that investigates cardiovascular disease in African Americans in Jackson, Mississippi. Dr. Walker, nice to have you with us today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, the Heart Truth campaign encourages women to make their health a top priority. And I didn't really realize this, that stats show that one in four women die of heart disease.
Yes, and a lot of people, that's correct. And a lot of people don't realize that statistic. And that's why the Heart Truth campaign was created. It is to make women aware that heart disease is the number one killer of women. And, in fact, one in four American women die of heart disease. So it is a problem, and our campaign is trying to make women are aware, make sure that women are aware of that.
And being aware of it is one thing, and not to panic anybody, but also being aware of what you can do to lower your risk. And there are several things that you can do day in and day out that help lower that risk. Could you give us a couple of tips on that?
Yeah, and, you know, really there are four main things that women can do, women and men, in fact. No, we're focusing on women today. They need to eat right, and by eating right, I mean eating foods that promote heart health. Those are foods that are high in fiber, that are low in fat, that are rich in some of the antioxidants that we know are cardioprotective or protect the heart. We need to be more physically active. We need to exercise or just live lives that increase our physical activities. And certainly we need to stop smoking or not smoke if we don't. And through eating properly and being physically active, we are able to maintain a healthy weight. So reducing our weight is one of the main ways also to reduce heart disease. So those are some simple things, lifestyle modifications that we can make to lower our risk for heart disease.
Dr. Walker, in your job with the observational studies that investigate cardiovascular disease among African Americans, is there a ratio percentage or a greater risk for black women than white women or vice versa?
Oh, yes. There are definite differences. And some data we have, not particularly from our study, but from other studies in the NIH, from 2006, the death rate for black women was 33% higher than that for white women.
Wow.
That's the death rate related to heart disease. So it is a more significant problem in among African-American women than among white women. And also another I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish.
Okay, no, I was just saying the risk factors that are associated with heart disease are also higher among black women than white women.
What is your research shown as to the reasons between to cause those differences?
Well, you know, our research actually started in 2000. We're doing our third exam now, so we're still trying to figure that out. We do feel that there are some genetic components, and certainly having a family history is one of the risk factors, and certainly having early heart disease at an earlier age in your family is a risk factor. So we feel definitely that there is a large genetic component to it. We also feel that there are some psychosocial or some socioeconomic factors that contribute to this disparity. So those are some of the things that we're looking at in our research, and we are just some of our preliminary data does show that there are some associations between some of the psychosocial factors also, depression, perceived discrimination. So those things also, which are your less traditional risk factors, but those are some of the things we're focusing on in our research in African Americans.
Well, heart disease kills more women than all cancers combined. It's the number one killer of women. So this Mother's Day, we want to encourage all of us to encourage our moms to find out more, make health a top priority. And you can go to hearttruth.gov, is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Hearttruth.gov, that's our website for the Heart Truth campaign, and there's information on risk factor reduction and information on on some of these statistics that I mentioned related to the problem of heart disease.
Excellent. Well, thank you for all the work you're doing, and we hope that moms and kids will encourage their moms, and moms encourage their kids and everybody to do this, yeah, because it's good for all of us. And Dr. Walker, we say thank you for your work, and thanks for being here on the Bill and Joel Morning Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
7:49 as we continue to make our way through a brand new day. Yeah, make it. A-